Amendment 67 would change the state's Criminal Code and Wrongful Death Act to include the term unborn human beings when referring to a person or child. Backers say it stems from the 2012 case of Heather Surovic, who shares her testimonial on the Personhood USA website.
I remember going to my last prenatal appointment with Brady. We got to see everything on the ultrasound of Brady. We got to see, you know, my son Jesse kept asking, where's his feet, where's his hands, where's this? He made the connection that Brady was a person just like he was.
Surovic was more than 8 months pregnant. On the drive home, she was hit by a drunk driver. Her unborn son didn't survive.
The man responsible for taking Brady, for the death of Brady, is not being charged with it because the law says that Brady was not a person.
State lawmakers have since passed the Crimes Against Pregnant Women Act. It allows prosecutors to pursue additional assault charges in cases such as Surovic's, but not homicide charges. Personhood Colorado spokeswoman Jennifer Mason says the law doesn't go far enough.
They went out of their way in that law to say that babies like Brady are not people, and it doesn't recognize that there are two victims in an accident like this or in a tragedy like this. It's not just the woman who loses her child that's a victim, but the baby is a victim also.
In 2008, Colorado was the first state in the country to vote on and defeat a personhood measure. Voters also overwhelmingly struck down another attempt in 2010. Those questions would have defined the term person from the beginning of biological development or fertilization.
They're being willfully deceptive.
Ruben Alvero is an OBGYN in Colorado. Though written differently to focus on the criminal code, Alvero says this Amendment 67 would have the same impact because it would define a fertilized egg as a person.
There are literally hundreds of thousands of frozen embryos or frozen eggs in the United States, so that's a huge number that would acquire a legal status. And what I do in my daily life is to try to get patients pregnant. The way I do that is either by fertilizing eggs and then transplanting them, or if there is extra embryos, or I want to do some genetic testing, I will freeze those embryos. That would be a potentially dangerous thing to do.
With so much of this year's election focusing on women's issues and the fact that the topic isn't new to Colorado voters, Fuffy Mendez of the No on 67 campaign worries about voter fatigue.
I would hope that the voters are hearing that reproductive health care is really a personal, private decision that women need to make with their own families in accordance with their faith, in accordance with their values, and with their doctors.
Opponents also say it could criminalize miscarriages, something amendment backers such as Jennifer Mason call a scare tactic.
There is no way this amendment could be used to investigate women for miscarriages. There is no way it could ban contraception. There is no way it could hamper in vitro fertilization. It only recognizes that every human being is a person, whether they're in the womb or out of it.
Even though the ballot language doesn't use the term personhood, and the Yes on Amendment 67 campaign has taken a low-key approach this election season, Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders believes voters' opinions are largely solidified.
Most people have thought these through, and they have pretty well-defined issue stances on these issues. And so the language of the amendment itself isn't really going to matter all that much. It's more about if we see any difference in the election this time around, it's going to be kind of the difference between midterm elections and presidential elections.
Regardless of turnout, the issue of personhood and contraception for women have played a central role in several Colorado races, including races for U.S. Senate and governor. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.